with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
What's that thing for? You never can tell, we might meet up with a bear.
Yeah, meet my bare hand.
Get out.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On some side of the street.
Monday. Monday, Monday. Who sang that, Dan? Monday,
Monday. Monday, Monday.
Time's up. Mamas and the Papas.
I knew that. Mamas and the Papas.
You're right. Can't trust that day.
Monday. Yeah, I forgot
and
to,
it didn't make any sense. Monday, Monday. Sometimes it just works out that way. Works out what way? All they said was Monday, Monday. Can't trust that day.
Yeah.
Monday, Monday. Sometimes it just works out that way. These people were really stoned. They were. The Mamas and Papas.
Oh, sure.
They were stoned a lot. Good afternoon and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm concerned about one of our own, a member of the KTRS family.
Uh-oh. Who might that be?
I'm concerned. I'm a little concerned about Mr. Carney, about John Carney. And I'll tell you why. In the car, I'm listening, and I heard him say two things that bothered me. Didn't bother me, like, personally. They weren't about me, but...
Was one of them, hi, crew, Carney here.
No, I've gotten used to that. That doesn't bother me. I think it bothers everybody else, but it doesn't bother me. One was when he said Edie Falco was a good-looking woman.
Oh.
I like Edie Falco. I think she's a terrific actress. My wife and I like Nurse Jackie. I liked her as Tony Soprano's wife. Good-looking? No. No, Edie Falco is not a good-looking woman. The other thing that he did was he starts talking about the Emmys, and where most people would zero in on how about the boobs and the cleavage on, and how about the legs? Now he started critiquing the dresses the women were wearing, like Mr. Blackwell or something.
Yeah, because apparently...
Yeah, or Tim Gunn.
Apparently, Tina Fey had a little slippage.
I didn't see the slippage, and I watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Must have been like a nanosecond.
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or nipposecond.
Yeah.
But he starts talking about the styles and how, I don't know, men generally don't do that. About... Women do. Now, women do. My wife sat there last night and says, I cannot believe this is the worst dressed Emmys. And that's what she does. I just sat there thinking, whoo, va, 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 boom. Every time I would see somebody, you know, pretty hot looking. Now the one thing I did, for those of you who didn't watch it, I know you're thinking, I don't care about this. Well, bear with me. Claire Danes, who is a terrific actress, she's on... what the heck? Oh, Homeland. Here's my only, and I'm now sort of doing what I said I was concerned that John Carney did, but not exactly. This is just advice to women who have no boobs. If you're flat, or the best you have is it looks like somebody threw two eggs and they hit you in the chest, and they stuck, just two fried eggs, they stuck to your chest. If that's all you have, do not wear these plunging V things that go
right
down, because all you see in the middle is a breastbone.
Yeah.
It's solid bone. There's no cleavage. There's not even a good side breast mass.
And that's usually the only time a guy will talk about a woman's dress or a dress on one of these shows is if there's a slit that goes on the side that goes all the way up to, or it's showing some massive cleavage. Yeah.
Now, that's who should wear those dresses. And I don't know, what do you call those dresses? Just a V, plunging V.
Neckline, yeah.
And it's not just plunging. It's real wide, like a wide V.
Yeah.
And there's like 13 inches of breastbone between the two strips of cloth. Not a good look. And Claire Danes should not have worn See, I'm doing what I said he was doing.
Yeah, really.
But not really.
You're talking about cleavage.
I'm talking about cleavage. That's more manly.
Yeah.
Because I interjected cleavage into it. Mm-hmm. He didn't do that. So I did watch the Emmys, and maybe some of you did, too. I got a couple of things that I didn't understand at all that they did. But before that, do we have any Burke segment?
I did, and silence? I completely forgot.
Yeah, and this is like the 10th time you said this.
No, I forgot to record it. I've been using my recorder, and I completely forgot to record it.
So your recorder is to keep you from forgetting things, but you forget your recorder.
How do you work around that?
I did. I put it on my recorder and said, don't forget to record stuff, and I forget to listen to my recorder.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Yeah.
Where's your recorder now?
It's on my phone.
So why don't you pick it up and go, mention Neil Patrick Harris's mid-show routine.
Okay.
What did you say into your recorder? Did you actually say the words, don't forget to record?
No, I didn't say that. I was just
kidding. So you literally just forgot to...
I forgot to record what I was thinking about.
And the point of recording is so you won't forget to talk about it, but you can't even remember to record. Holy cow. Is there a doctor in the house?
I'm a mess.
You are a mess.
Went to the Jazz and Blues Festival over the weekend, though, for
How
a little
was
while.
That?
It was awesome. It was...
Was that guy that does Warm My Wiener there? Was he? What's his name?
No.
Oh.
Bo Carter.
Was Bo Carter there?
No. I wish he would have been.
He'd have stole the show.
Yeah.
He'd have stolen the show. He would have. With Warm My Wiener. That's all he'd have to do. If he just would sing that, he'd win. So it was good.
Yes, it was.
What was
excellent.
The best act there?
You know what? There was, and I can't remember their name.
Did you play?
No, did not play. I cannot remember their name, but it was a girl, and she was dressed like someone out of the 20s or 30s, and it was a jazz band, and they played this old jazz, and she sang like one of those girls from the 20s and 30s. They were awesome, but I cannot think of their name.
Well, way to give them good.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You need to use your recorder for that.
No, I know.
Yeah. That's it. That's all you have.
Yeah.
Epion, you have nothing?
Yeah, I got something all real right. quick. Yeah.
This is our control board operator. How about a round of applause for Eon the Peon?
Thank you very much.
Well, I love you. Listen.
I found that.
Knowing that you and Angela love to explore the countryside. What a weekend.
Oh, we went
what
to
great weather.
Have you ever been to Castlewood Park before?
And a done million that? Years ago.
Oh, yeah. Man, it's a great park for, there must have been 1,000 people there, you know, just for, they have hiking trails and everything, so.
Did you two make out?
We did that, no. No.
You're done.
I asked them that
you're married. How long have you been married?
It'll be 5 years.
Yeah. The making out thing's pretty much over.
Yeah.
Like in the car.
Right.
Or hiking. Let's duck over here behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get poison ivy.
Yuck.
But that was nice. And along the river there, I guess it's the Merrimack there. Or there's a couple rivers there. I'm not sure which they joined together. But there's 1,000 people there. But, and I found a picture of Tina Fey. Tina Fey's wardrobe malfunction.
Because I saw the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Who looks that closely?
Yeah.
I do. I would have. it's in full shot.
Literally,
full there.
It was probably on for a fourth of a second.
Mm. You got to love DVRs nowadays pause and...
Well, that is nice.
Yeah, I'll say that's pretty nice as well.
You know what's interesting about Tina Fey? In the early years of discovering Tina Fey, the scar on her face was visible. They've magically learned in Hollywood how to... I don't even notice it. I don't see it anymore. You know what else is subtle, and I wonder how many people have noticed this? Remember David Letterman had the big gap?
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden, one night I went, wait a minute, where's the gap between his teeth?
Yeah.
I would have thought he'd make a bigger deal out of it.
And it's like Jay Leno's hair, how it reversed from black with the white spot to...
White with the black
spot. White with the black spot. How does that work?
And now it's all white.
Is it? Does he not have the spot anymore?
No, he has the spot.
Does he still have the black spot?
I think he has the black spot.
So he has to dye that, right?
I don't know.
Because it can't go... It was white before, now it's black.
Oh, no, I think it's just a freak thing.
Yes,
I think so.
Yeah.
But Letterman, to me, a part of his signature was the gap.
Oh, sure, the caricatures of him, yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just...
Alfred E. Newman.
I've never read an article that said on this date, David's Gap was closed. It just sort of happened. Maybe he went on vacation. I don't know. And I think a lot of people probably didn't notice it until they had already seen it.
Sealed it up.
Go, wait a minute.
Hey, Tim Weiland sent me a text and told me the name of that band. Miss Jubilee and the Humdingers.
Miss Jubilee and the Humdingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They were good.
I think I've heard a CD of Miss Jubilee.
Really?
She's very, very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I have a friend who knows her, I believe.
Wow.
Anything else?
Yeah, I got one thing here. I saw today the iPhone 5C. Is it out yet?
Yes.
Or is it 5S?
I think it's the 5.
The lightning fast iPhone 5S is here, and so it's a lower cost, colorful plastic cousin.
The 5C
iPhone
is
5C.
The cheaper one.
Okay. But so one of the big deals was with this new phone that they were going to have thumbprint technology or. You can lock your phone.
The hacker. They've already figured out how to bypass it.
Way to go, Apple. Yeah. You guys are on it.
And by the way, do you need that? Do you really need a fingerprint? I don't need that. I have a passcode if I want to lock my phone.
I don't quite understand it.
All right, now, speaking of that, did you see the one loser who was
hiring
in front of the store for 14 days. 14 days. He stood there.
There was
slept on the sidewalk.
There was another guy that wanted to buy more than one phone, and he hired homeless people to stand in line to go buy the phones.
That much demand where you can't go in the day or the day after it's released and get one?
Of course not. People are stupid. They're crazy. And here's the other thing. And this makes all the sense in the world. I found out just this morning, I think I heard this story where companies are going where they know, like an Apple store, let's say, where there's going to be a release, and they know that some of these losers are going to camp out. They pay them to wear their company's logoed T-shirts because they know they're going to get news coverage, which is pretty clever.
Because if
a guy's been on the sidewalk for 14 days, you know the news media is going to interview him, and they want him to have McDonald's. Or I don't guess McDonald's would want it because it says losers eat here.
Right.
But there are companies that would want their logo to be seen. So they pay them. As long as you're going to be here 14 days, here's a couple of $100. Wear this T-shirt.
Have you seen there are Windows stores now that kind of look like the Apple stores? It's all white and clean inside, and, you know, they have stations kind of like...
Well, they're smart to do that.
Yeah, but I went to, I don't know when this was, a couple of weeks ago, we were in the mall, and it was a mall that had both stores, and the Apple store had a line of like 20 outside, and we walked past a Windows store. There's nobody in there, and one of the Windows workers is doing one of those Kinect dance games with a little kid, just killing time.
Sometimes
because
it's too late to catch up.
But they're trying to have tablets and everything to compete with the iPad. I just don't.
Good luck with that. Oh, check this out. BlackBerry. Now, 5, 6, 7 years ago, BlackBerry was it, man. Oh, the president has a BlackBerry. BlackBerry, BlackBerry, BlackBerry. The reason I mention this is for all of you who... Sometimes I do this, too. I think, well, man, these people that get in on these stocks, and they're smart. They jump in. They make a fortune. In the last 5 years, if you invested in stock in BlackBerry 5 years ago,
oh, no.
Today you would have lost 91% of your money.
Oh, wow.
Virtually all your money would be gone.
Wow.
That's how much their stock is plummeting.
Their company is called RIM, I think, RIM.
91% loss.
Colin from the newsroom came in and told me the other day that they cut 4,500 RIM jobs, I think, the other day.
4,500
RIM jobs?
What? I know what you just did.
No, the company's RIM.
I know what you did.
They cut 4,500 jobs.
You did something kind of dirty, and you think most people won't get it. They won't. But the other dirty people will, like Colin. He's filthy. He'll get it. Seriously, black 91%. So not everybody makes a fortune.
And some people, would you ever come across somebody that still uses the BlackBerry? And you
no.
go, what?
But I remember when I used to feel out of it because I didn't have one. because other people, oh. and I thought,
and the numbers and everything so tiny on
and
that.
Yeah, I never understood because half of the screen is still, well, I guess they have ones that are touchscreen now, but for the longest time, they were still making phones where half of the front of the phone is that keyboard yeah. where it yeah. just.
I never did get it. If you want to chat, we got time for a couple of calls before we have to take a break. Jose will be in here next hour to talk this tech stuff with you. My son did go, he called me and said, Dad, have you seen the 4K television yet? And I said, no. He said, you have to see this. He said, it is beyond belief. It's like literally looking in a window at real people or things. You don't know you're looking at television. It's, what do they say? It's four times. No.
I think it's more than that.
It's like 10 times the clarity of yeah. HD. It's called ultra high definition. I got news for you. I don't know that my eyes could even
decipher or
It's like sound systems to really appreciate the highest level sound system. You got to have ears that can hear everything. I don't think I can, but I'll certainly take a look at one of these things in a store somewhere. Jose, as I said, is coming in next hour. 314-969 KTRS. That's our number. Toll free. It's 888-550 KTRS. Here's Don. Hello, Don.
Hi, Frank. How's everything?
Everything's great, Don. How about with you?
All right. I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hey, a friend of mine uploaded the upgrade to their iPhone, and now she has the two different dates superimposed over each other, two different times, and the screen's kind of frozen. She can't figure out how to get rid of it.
Oh, the new iOS 7?
I just downloaded that into my phone, and I hate it.
Really? I heard that. I hate it.
My daughter hates it, too.
Oh, man, I hate it. I showed it to my wife. She said, I'm leaving mine the way it is. I don't like it at all.
I don't think doesn't it automatically change?
Eventually,
at some point
you're going to have to, but I really don't like it.
Wait till they make me.
Don, here's the only thing I like about it. And maybe is it your girlfriend's phone? Is that what you said?
Well, she's a good friend of mine. I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, I'm sure.
I hope she's not listening.
I hope she's not, too. She'll never speak to you again. One thing she will like is I had always said that when you go look at your pictures on the phone, it'd be nice to know where they were taken and when they were taken. This new software went back and took every photo in my phone, and because the phone knows it was in Jeff City or Springfield, on your pictures, it tells you where you were when you took them and the date you took them on.
Wow.
It retrofit that information in there, which is pretty slick.
One more thing. You know that guy I called up last week, I think maybe Thursday, about butt dialing his wife and then saying something about her?
Yes.
And then he calls you guys to figure out how to fix it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking in my head that this guy must not have learned anything because now he's on the radio. What if his wife's listening to the radio?
Well, it was already too late. She heard the conversation.
Yeah, well,
so.
She would have heard it broadcast to everybody. She'd even be more mad.
Well, but we don't know who they are. We don't know their real names. But Don, while I have you here, let me ask you one question, okay?
What's that?
Have you ever been part of the Arbitron radio ratings?
No.
Okay. That's the answer that I knew you'd give me. Don, I appreciate the call. Thank you.
I love you, Frank.
Love you more, not in a sexual way. I'm going to start playing that little game.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
I want to make a point and prove something to people.
Yeah, I upgraded my dad's phone. My dad has an iPhone now. I mean, this is a man who has never used a computer in his entire life.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
how old is he?
He's 61.
What?
Never. No, he's just, he's not a, he's almost anti-computer.
I don't know how you can do that.
Oh, yeah.
He's 81, I guess.
That barely doesn't even like using debit cards. I mean, just technology. And now I'm sitting watching him use an iPhone. It's just, it blows my mind. And he loves it now. He's on the ESPN Sports Center app looking at scores and everything.
And now he's thinking, what took me so long?
He's swiping and touching apps. It's just, it's so weird.
And he'll be married to that thing.
He'll spend every
waking hour playing with it. He's got a lot of catching up to do.
You'll find him now just sitting there, just playing around on his phone. It's just
all right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take your calls. Once again, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Thanks to Bill Clevelin for filling in this last Saturday for Paul Warner, hosting the yard sale. The reason I mentioned the yard sale is because of the sponsor, the exclusive sponsor, First Community Credit Union. I saw an ad over the weekend, and it was a car loan rate. And it was laughable to me because they were advertising it like it was a great rate. It was literally three times the interest rate that I know you can get at First Community Credit Union. Sometimes I think people don't bother to ask or to take a look at what a rate is. They're only concerned about a payment. How much is my monthly payment? Well, your monthly payment, anybody can always get your monthly payment where you want it to be. It just may mean you're going to be paying it for 10 years and at a ridiculously high rate, but that'll be the payment you're looking for. Interest rate's very important because it will determine length of the loan and it will determine the amount of the payment on the loan. And if you have a certain payment you want to make, you don't want to make it for three times as long as you have to. And that's what happens when the interest rate's too high. First Community Credit Union's rates are extremely competitive. In fact, they've had people become new customers and do all their banking at First Community Credit Union just because it all started with a car loan, a loan that they couldn't even believe they were getting. And I also have, this just came to me. Hang on, I got to get this because I stuck it in this little folder so I wouldn't forget it. And it is the 100 reasons to move your car loan to First Community Credit Union. Tell you what, you ask them about it, but they want to put $100. They want to give you $100 for moving your car loan to First Community Credit Union. It's a great deal. Go to their website and find out more. It is firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, it looks like things are just starting to get going now. Volume on south on 270 approaching Manchester through Doherty Ferry. It looks like approaching the Poplar Street Bridge, we're just a little heavy just right before the bridge itself, but things rolling pretty well once you get over the Poplar. Westbound 40, a little heavy off the pace between Hampton and McCausland. Looks like a little slowdown again right around Mason. You're looking good on westbound 70 until you hit 370, and then you start slowing through Mid River Small Drive. And this traffic report brought to you by the Backlist tonight on NBC. Don't miss NBC's new drama, The Blacklist. USA Today calls it the fall's best new drama. That's The Blacklist, starring James Spader, premiering tonight at 9, only on NBC. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Joe Buck, great to have you on the show.
What have you read about yourself where you were like, where the hell did that come from?
Well, gay. I mean, the gay stuff that's all over the internet. I never felt like I really put that vibe out, but I don't care. So it's I feel like in that category, the more you fight it and make a big deal of it and draw attention to it, the more you legitimize it.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Some free advice on windows advertised at $189 from Steve Wilkie of Wilkie Window and Door.
We certainly can do the $189 price. The problem is that it's really not a complete window installation.
The price looks great, but what are you really getting with these windows?
Many times the price doesn't include screens or aluminum wrapping around the frame. It may not include the foam insulation in the window. Disposal is normally extra.
When you work with Wilkie Window and Door, there are no surprises.
Oh, you wanted this option. Oh, you wanted that option. That'll cost extra. We don't play those games at Wilkie. We keep our prices fair right out of the gate.
At Wilkie Window and Door, we're proud to feature Anderson 400 Series Window and Door products. Turn your window replacement into serious home improvement with Anderson 400 Series replacement windows. To learn more, visit our showrooms in St. Charles, Benton, and Shiloh, or go to WilkieWindow.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Terry, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's almost 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Network dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles to fit your unique business needs. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. We can search high and low to find the truck that fits your business needs and deliver it to you anytime and anywhere. Large, small, and in between, whatever it takes, we have you covered at Broadway Ford Truck Centers. If your trucks are the lifeblood of your business, then you know how important it is to keep them on the road in top condition. Our parts department is fully stocked, and our trained service technicians are fast, reliable, and available until 9 p.m. to make sure your trucks stay rolling safely and efficiently.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Centers at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market Area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140.
Are you retired or retiring soon? If so, I need to ask you a few important questions. Do you have a plan to provide a steady, predictable income for life? Do you have a plan to protect your assets from market losses? Do you have a plan to reduce the impact of taxes and inflation? Hi, I'm Lori Heise.
And I'm Ken Heise. If you answered no to any of these questions, call Heise Advisory Group to schedule a no-obligation review of your retirement income plans. You'll also get a free copy of 10 Things to Know About Planning Your Retirement Income just for calling. We have a combined 45 years of experience in financial services serving those that are retired or close to retirement.
Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Heise Advisory Group. Financial security in any economy.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-0726. That's 800-357-0726. 800-357-0726. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
If I had my time again,
I think this is Cher.
Yes.
Cher? She's all over the place. A new album out, going on tour or something.
Boy, she looks. I saw that on CBS Sunday Morning, though. Whatever work she's had done,
good.
It's top dollar.
Oh, no, she got the best of the best, whoever her surgeon is. Tell me if you can figure this out, though. How could this be? Cher is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How can that be?
I don't know. When other people are.
People are in there who have no business being
in
there.
I know.
That blows me away. Did they ever? They finally put Neil Diamond in, didn't they? Did they finally put him in there?
I don't know. I think so.
But I know Cher's not in there. And I stumbled onto a show. I assume that it's a series of shows called, and I only watched a few minutes of it, but it's enough. It's called Being Mike Tyson. He may be the stupidest person that ever lived. I'm not kidding. He's so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Every sentence that he tries to construct makes no sense. They showed him going to an amateur fight, young fighters. And of course, when he walks in the place, oh my, people go, oh my God, Mike Tyson. And he gets in, put him talking to some kids, and he couldn't say anything. He was trying to give advice to kids on life. Mike Tyson advising anybody about life?
When he was in the movie Hangover, I couldn't believe all the lines that he had. He didn't have a lot of lines, but I couldn't believe that he got those.
Watch it again. I promise you.
Edits.
And that they, sure. There's no scene where the one camera's on him for more than 5 seconds,
yeah.
Because he could never memorize more than one sentence at a time. Wow, is that guy stupid. And you say, well, would you tell him that to his face? No.
No way.
The answer, of course, is no.
Because he's also crazy.
I think is. Okay, three. Line them up. 314-969 KTRS. Toll free 888-550 KTRS, which is 969-5877. Or toll-free, 888-550-5877. The 969 number is actually better because we got more lines coming in on that than we do the other toll-free thing. I brought an article in that I saved to share with you. You remember the time we made a bucket list of places you have to see before you die? I said everybody should see Las Vegas, the Strip. You should see the Grand Canyon. You should see New York City. I think you should see the ocean. Somebody wrote an article that said 10 great places that everybody should see. I don't know that I agree, because some of the stuff we had is not in here. I'll run them down quickly for you. New York City, that was on my list. Grand Canyon, that was on my list. Vancouver, British Columbia, I've never been there.
Oh, I heard it's fabulous. I heard it's beautiful.
I hear it's spectacular, yeah. But I've never been there. Berkeley, California is on here. Savannah, Georgia. I have heard that Savannah,
been there,
Georgia.
It's awesome.
And you have?
Yeah.
What's so great about it?
The downtown area is just, I mean, they have all these different squares and the Spanish moss they have hanging on the trees. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Neat Austin,
town.
Texas. Been there. I would say if you're under 30, it's a fantastic place. And maybe for people over 30 as well. But I don't know that I would put Austin, Texas on that list that I had of things you must see before you die. Martha's Vineyard. I've never been there, but my impression of Martha's Vineyard is, it's where really rich people go. Because don't you, we're going to talk about Chelsea and Hillary and I went to Martha's Vineyard. And I just think of it, you know, is that really rich crowd. Baja California, Mexico.
Is that the dunes, I guess?
I guess. It says if you want to feel far away from home, pockets of undeveloped land. Well, that sounds great. Mm. Just nothing. North Shore, and I don't know how to pronounce these places in Hawaii. K-A-U-A-I. Kauai?
I think so, yeah.
North Shore of Kauai and Paris, France. That's their list of places you need to see.
It's a pretty good list.
No, not a bad list. All right, here we go. Off to the phones. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. Jim is here. Hello, Jim.
Frank.
Yes, sir.
First time caller.
Welcome.
Long time listener.
Welcome, Jim, everybody.
Yeah.
What took you?
Welcome aboard. Yeah, what took so long?
Okay. You're always talking about supporting your sponsors.
Well, what I talk about is that if you support them, we get to stay on the air.
Okay, I understand that. But are your sponsors the one that you personally talk about? Because right before, you just had a commercial where they badmouth one of the local sponsors that you talk about. With the windows.
I have nothing to do with those commercials, and those commercials don't pay for the three of us to be in this room. What pays for literally for the three of us to sit here for 3 hours a day are the people I speak for.
But you know what I mean? It's very confusing.
Well, it shouldn't be confusing. You pay attention to the people I speak for first and foremost, and the rest you're on your own, because I can't endorse or condone or in any way put my stamp of approval on other commercials that run here. There are commercials that run here. They're great, legitimate businesses. There are other commercials that they turn my stomach when I hear them. But that's all of radio and TV. You can't start picking and choosing, well, we're not going to put you on our station. You'd be out of business. But no, the commercials that when I say, if you support our advertisers, it keeps the show on the air. I literally mean especially the people that I speak for.
Okay, and one more thing. How about every once in a while we do highlights of Bernice?
Well, we've talked about this. I got to turn to Peon. Peon, do we have Bernice?
I think so, yeah.
See, you need to jump on Peon. You need to send Peon a scathing email saying, "Hey, Lazy, get that Bernice stuff out." I agree with you. Because I think there are people. She's been gone 10 years, and I think it'd be nice for some people to get an idea of who she was. I think that's a great idea.
There was somebody called in the other day that didn't have a clue who she was, and I never laughed so much in all my life as when she used to be on there.
But I think that's lots of people, because that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people have come on board in the last 10 years. Peon, raise your right hand and swear that you will try to grab some old Bernice stuff. Will you do that?
I will try.
Right hand's not up.
I will try.
Okay, now his right hand's up. Great suggestion, Jim.
Okay, thank you very much.
We'll get on it. Thank you.
Great.
What was he going to say?
I don't know.
Great show. Great to talk to you.
Great day in the morning. Great day, St. Louis. What was he going to say? What were you going to say?
I was going to say, didn't we have a lot of stuff from Bernice on cassette back in the day? And
you're asking the wrong person.
We've lost a lot of that stuff.
It's all on Peon. Peon, you got to dig some stuff up if you got it. Here's Dave. Hello, Dave.
Hey, AM and a PM, Frank.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'm not the horse assigned in either.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know you. What's up, Dave?
On the bucket list, Key West, Florida. If you go to Florida and you haven't been down to Key West, you really haven't seen what you should see.
And I'm glad you said that because that is, I've recently added that in my mind to the places I want to see. See, I'm not concerned with the rest of the world. This country has, I've never been to Yellowstone. I want to see parts of this country I've never seen. And you're absolutely right. Key West, I want to go to Key West because I hear it's terrific.
You have to go to a place on Duval Street called the Tree Bar.
Okay, what is that about?
It's they make rum runners, and they're dynamite, and it's just a wonderful atmosphere, very cordial, and it's been there for years.
I will get there one day, and I want to go to Alaska, too. I've never been to Alaska.
That's one place where the wife and I are looking forward to taking that Alaska cruise.
All right, Dave, good suggestion.
Been a pleasure. Thank you, Frank.
Down here. Key West. You been to Key West?
No.
Dan, Key West?
No, never.
Right. Hey, this will blow you away. What do you hear this? This is from some big, well-known travel, you know, like that. What's that book? The company, what's the name of that book? Travel.
Oh, Rams.
No.
It is something with Zagat.
Zagat, that's it. It's one of those kind of places. They asked a bunch of people. Let me see how many people, if it says. It's like a couple of thousand people to name the 10 most iconic American attractions. In other words, the 10 places in America that they think are the greatest places the public can visit. And maybe part of it was based on where people had been, and more people had been to these 10 places. I'll start with number 10, and they're not all places. Some of them are more, well, like this one. Number 10 is the San Francisco cable cars. It came in 10th place when they asked, it was a panel of experts from travel companies. And they asked them 10 most iconic American attractions. Number 10 was cable cars in San Francisco. Now, I have been to San Francisco once. If I never go back, that's fine with me. I did not like San Francisco. Too many hills. I'm in bad shape. I thought I was going to die walking up and down those hills. And
I've been in San Francisco a couple times. I loved it. And I've been on the cable cars.
And I rode the cable car. I didn't get it. People talk about San Francisco. They go, such great restaurants. Well, you know where else they have great restaurants? St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah, they do.
And that always amazes me when people pick a town and they go, Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's the place to eat.
They have some great restaurants. What city doesn't have?
Oh, Sky Chilia from Cincinnati.
It's horrible.
I've tried it. I know.
It sounds horrible. Cinnamon.
Oh, I finally had it. You know what it's like?
Yeah.
It's like dog food that the dog chewed and vomited back up.
Yes. It's real fine paste meat,
it's horrible.
Too, and they had cinnamon, too. Yeah.
Here's some good restaurants. St. Louis.
Skyline.
Skyline, that's it.
Yeah. It's terrible. Number 9, the Alamo. What? Okay, these are experts. These are the 10 most iconic American attractions. Number 8, Golden Gate Bridge. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I go for that. In a fog. You got to be there to watch the fog lift. Number 7, the 9/11 Memorial in New York. I've not been there. I try to avoid going to New York if I possibly can. My wife had us go. I almost said she made me go, but she doesn't make me do anything because I'm the head of the household. But I agreed to go to New York twice. It'll maybe be a while before I go back.
My daughter went to that. She went 2 years ago for a choir competition.
I would like to see the
9/11. In New York, and they made it a point to go to the 9/11 thing. And she even said, and all the high school kids said, that it was really, really touching.
Yeah, well, if I go to New York, I'm headed straight for that. Number 6, the Las Vegas Strip. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That was on my list. Number 5, Now, the difference between this and the other list I read you, that was somebody's idea of places to go and visit. These are the 10 greatest, most iconic American attractions. Number five, the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island. I have seen that on my two trips to New York. Number four, the Grand Canyon. Okay. Number three, the National Civil Rights Museum in Memphis. Really? Number three? Number two, Mount Rushmore. I'm actually mad at myself because I was 20 miles from Mount Rushmore and didn't go
see
it.
Oh, man.
I was up in South Dakota. And I mean, literally, it's down the road. And somebody said, hey, you want to go see Mount Rushmore? Nah. Like an idiot, I didn't go. You're not going to believe the number one. The number one, according to these experts, the most iconic American attraction in all of the United States.
Six Flags?
No.
Yeah, now you've thrown me off because...
Graceland.
Graceland?
Number one.
What?
Graceland, Elvis's home in Memphis, Tennessee.
People talk about that a lot, though.
Well, it is cool,
But go look at the numbers. Go look at how many millions of people, more than go to the Arch.
And just went recently, right?
Yeah, last year. But it's cool, but, I mean, the house is so much smaller than you would think, and I don't know. I wouldn't put that up there.
I would think Statue of Liberty would be first
Wouldn't you think, though, that as years go by and Elvis's fans die, 20 years from now, this can't possibly be first on the list.
You wouldn't think so.
Somebody who's right now who's even your age.
People, I wouldn't have any interest of going there.
Elvis.
What about Old Faithful?
No, here, you know what I'm surprised is not on the list? George Harrison's sister's house over in Benton,
Illinois. Oh, that should be there, too.
That ought to be number one on the list.
Yeah.
All right, here's number one on the auto body list. Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I spell it, and I have for all these years, because I don't want anybody to be in a wreck and then frantically trying to find or Google or whatever Schaefer and misspell it and go S-H-A-O-M-I-C-A-N-T. And then you end up going somewhere else. There's a C in there, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They have seven locations. It is incredible the way this operation works. And no, it's no wonder they're as successful as they are, because it's about so much more than just putting the vehicle back in good shape. Lots of places do that. Not all of them do it as well. But there's more to Schaefer than that. And that more includes things like making sure that all the insurance details and paperwork are handled. They'll help you with all that. Do you have rental car coverage in your insurance? You're not sure? They'll help you find out, and they'll help you get that rental car. They'll bring it to you. They'll take you to it. They'll pick your car up if necessary. If it's not drivable, they'll take you back to it. They keep you posted along the way, all along the way. Your car should be ready in two more days, one more day. When they give you an estimate of when it'll be done right, it's right on the money, barring any unforeseen things they get into when they start tearing it apart, if the damage is severe. It is incredible the detail that goes into not just repairing the vehicle, but making sure that everything associated with it is the least hassle it can possibly be for you. And I get emails from people who say, oh, my grandma had an accident, or elderly parents had an accident, and they're nervous, and they don't know what to do, and Schaefer made the whole thing so easy. And then the icing on the cake is that when you go to pick it up, not only does it look great, it probably looks better than before the accident, because you didn't clean it as well as they're going to clean it. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, it's getting heavier now. We've got some slow traffic around Olives and stop-and-go traffic from 40 down through Doherty Ferry and Pockets. Westbound 40 is slowing west of the Science Center through McCausland. Looks like you're heavy again from 270 through Mason. Eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy now between Lindbergh and 170. Westbound 70, you are slowing now just west of Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. This report's brought to you by Allstate. Renting is mayhem, so make sure your stuff is covered with Allstate Renters Insurance. If you add it to your auto policy, your monthly cost for renters insurance could be around the same amount as a latte. Get a quote today at allstate.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Amazing Siding is clearing out our most popular colors of the year at incredible low prices. It's the end of summer overstock blowout with savings of 24 to 45%. We stocked up on the hottest colors at the beginning of summer, and now it's time to clear everything out. This is your chance to get an amazing deal on one of the most energy efficient insulated siding systems available. It looks like painted cedar. It wears like concrete. And with over 1 inch thick hardcore graphite insulation built in, you won't believe how strong Amazing Siding is and how well it will insulate your home this winter. Plus, Amazing Siding is the only siding with a lifetime warranty for both product and installation, protecting your home for life against hail, wind, fading, cracking, mildew, and more. Save up to 45% during our end of summer overstock blowout. Visit AmazingSiding.com to see available colors and discounts, or call 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Hi, George Weber. The best-selling car in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling truck in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Chevrolet. The best-selling Chevy dealer in St. Louis and Southern Illinois? Weber Chevrolet. Why? The best selection and the best deals. Like at least $10,000 off every 2013 Silverado extended and crew cab with no gimmicks, no asterisks, and no restrictions. Everyone qualifies. Only at Weber Chevrolet. Check us out at WeberChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, find new roads.
You're pointing at me. Does that mean I'm on? Okay. We are so professional. You know, I bet at the broadcast instruction places where they teach broadcasting, I bet they tell them to tune in here to hear how we do.
Sure, I do. I tell them that.
Yeah. So you see what they just did where they finished and there was dead silence and one guy said, are you pointing at me? That's radio, buddy.
That's behind the scenes.
That's how you do it. We let them in behind the curtain.
Yeah.
That man behind the curtain, we let you see that guy. Thompson Price. No curtain there. Nothing to hide. In fact, lots to show in the showroom and on the website. The showroom for Thompson Price Kitchens Baths Home is in DePere. It's on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270. There's a McAllister's Deli, which I kind of just discovered recently. Pretty good. And TJ Maxx in that shopping center. That's where Thompson Price's showroom is. And I want to make sure you know you're in the right place. And I also want to make sure that you look for the name Price in the company you're dealing with when you remodel your kitchen or bathroom. I know of what I speak because our kitchen was completely redesigned 16, 17 years ago, and buddy, has it held up. That's what happens when you have it done right. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. Hang on for Jose Hernandez.